News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The number of claims relating to accidents caused by uninsured vehicles grew by 11% last year. That's according to new figures published by the Motor Insurance Bureau of Ireland. Conor Faulkner, transport consultant, CEO of the Royal Irish Automobile Club. Why is this persistently a problem and why are we seeing this rise?
Yeah, it's a little frustrating, isn't it, Shane? It's another number pointing in the wrong way. And this is a problem that's been with us for a long time. I mean, it's been estimated over the years that anything between 5% and 8% of all cars on the road could be uninsured for one reason or another. It's a persistent number. It hasn't got any better. I suppose, by way of context, I mean, last year, road deaths rose by about 20%. So you would expect to see an increase kind of right across the board. And we also saw an increase in uninsured driving, or at least in claims arising from uninsured driving. But look, it's pretty frustrating. I think if there's a reason to be optimistic on this one, Shane, I mean, I'm often giving out about the need for enforcement. Enforcement on uninsured driving should actually be significantly better this year compared to last year. That's partly Garda resources, but it's also technology. The technology enabling Garda to detect uninsured cars at the side of the road has been significantly improved. The new real-time database that went live last November. So I hope, I guess, it should be the case that it'll be harder to get away with this offence this year and more people will be caught. But last year, that perennial problem got worse, not better.
Okay, so you think there will be an improvement? You think there is a kind of a crackdown happening?
Well, as I say, the mechanism for catching people is better than it used to be. I mean, the Gardaí have had these ANPR cameras in their cars for a number of years now that can automatically read registration plates. They were limited by the fact that the underlying database of insurance policies was incomplete and wasn't updating in real time. So that made the roadside tool very difficult for the guards to use. However, since last November, the database is now sort of properly synced, if you wish. So if you drive an uninsured car past a guard, the camera, I mean, all other things being equal, I mean, that camera should create a ping alarm for the Gardaí, and you should be detected straight away.
Okay.
So you've got to hope that that will be helpful.
Okay.
But as I say, still a bad problem and still getting worse.
Just before we let you go, speaking of enforcement, lead story in the Irish Independent today, 12,000 fewer drivers caught for speeding as road deaths soar. The number of drivers caught speeding or driving while intoxicated fell last year, although it does seem like the number of people caught for using mobile phones is on the up. Your reaction to that story, Conor?
Yeah, well, I mean, speeding is massive. It's 75% of all penalty points issued, and mobile phones 10%. So they're kind of a good barometer of sort of overall levels of Garda presence and activity. You'd like to think, with all of the attention that road safety has got in recent months and resources pivoting towards it, I mean, those are the sort of numbers that you should see improve. Detections, you know, by the way, you can think of as half full or half empty. More detections means plenty of evidence of bad behavior on the roads, but it also means more activity from the Gardaí. So in a funny way, it's a relatively healthy number to see that number go up. Obviously, you'd rather people didn't behave like that, but if they're going to, it's good to think that there are Gardaí out there to catch them.
Okay, we will leave it there. Conor Faulkner, transport consultant, CEO of the Royal Irish Automobile Club. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.